Hello, welcome to the Lifeaholic Podcast. This is Tinukemi. How are you doing today? Oh, happy Easter. Yesterday was Easter Sunday, so we are definitely still in the season of Easter, the season of celebration. Thank you for joining me on the podcast this week. I appreciate it, especially if you are a regular here. I truly appreciate you. And if this is your first time too, I welcome you warmly. On this podcast, we share encouraging truths that will help you to draw closer to God, be your best self, and live your best life. And I really hope you'll like it here and keep coming back. And today, we are talking about something that is in keeping with the meaning and purpose of Easter. Our Lord Jesus came to save us and bring us into true fellowship with God. And so this is a good time to look at our relationship with God. There are times when we feel far from God for some reason or another. For some of us, this could be a lingering feeling, you know, over time. And for the rest of us, it could just happen from time to time and in specific seasons of our lives. But of course, this is not what Jesus died and rose to give us. So we want to look at why this may be happening, why you may feel far or disconnected from God. And more importantly, we want to see what we can do about it. The first thing I want you to know is that it is a feeling. If you are listening to this podcast and you are desiring to understand, you may not be as disconnected to God as you feel. I mean, sure, you may not be maximizing your relationship and fellowship with Him, but you are certainly still with Him. And He's still certainly looking out for you and working to get your full attention and draw you even closer, that's for sure. However, even though it is a feeling, this doesn't mean you should dismiss it. Our feelings and emotions are indicators, and oftentimes they tell us something is good, something is wrong, or something is amiss. In fact, God Himself may use your emotions to get your attention. Sometimes we catch something in our spirit and it ends up as feelings in our system and bodies because we don't have the words or the language or the logic for it. So if you feel far or disconnected from God, it is certainly worth exploring. And there are a few reasons why this may be. Possible reason number one is that you may be experiencing some burnout. Don't underestimate what a burnout can do to you mentally, emotionally, physically, and even spiritually. A burnout can numb you out of many things, including your spiritual fervor. And you may feel disconnected, not just from God, but also from other things that you would normally do or normally be interested in. Maybe you've been going through a season of prolonged stress or grief or unattended trauma and you're just really, really tired. That may be the beginning of a burnout. And the next thing for you to do is not to feel bad. Of course, that would only make things worse. But you will need to manage your expectations. You didn't get here in one day, so you may still feel tired even after a few attempts to do the things that light you up. Of course, it would help to do spiritual things, attend events, do the things you would normally do, things that fire you up. But that cannot take the place of the gradual and personal work you do by yourself on a daily basis. And at the end of the day, the major cure for this is the same as in the other causes of this feeling of disconnection. And we'll get to that in a few minutes. Possible reason number two is sin. Sin can harden us. This is part of what the Bible calls the deceitfulness of sin. So while you're still a child of God, having His love and having His Spirit, you are dabbling into sin. And for true Christians, these sins are not necessarily random ones. They're probably habitual ones, besetting sins that have turned into habits that we're not working to break off, or which you may find a little too difficult to break off. So it's not that God is holding these sins against us or that we are not susceptible to committing the random sin or offense every now and then. It is that because these sins are unconfessed and they continue, they have a way of hardening us and numbing us from feeling in true and complete fellowship with God. Possible reason number three is guilt. Now, guilt is different from sin here. When it comes to guilt, you may or may not have done something wrong. Of course, we tend to feel guilty when we have done something wrong, but there are times when we feel guilty even when we haven't done anything. It is an affliction of our fallen nature to carry guilt sometimes, even for things that we didn't do. And of course, there are times when we do something wrong and have confessed and sought forgiveness, but we still keep feeling guilty. How this keeps you from fellowship with God is that the feelings of guilt tell you that you're not clean or good or worthy enough to approach Him. or that even though you can approach him, he's still upset with you, he's still holding something against you. And that is a grade one lie from the pits of hell, but it can be very potent and it can make us feel distant. Possible reason number four is offense. Now, this is another form of sin, but it's a peculiar type that deserves its own mention. Here, something has happened to you and you're deeply offended. Perhaps you feel like God owes you and has offended you, or someone has offended you and you're also holding God responsible for it somehow too. So while you may do the perfunctory things, you do not necessarily have that true fellowship with him. You feel like your heart can't trust him. And possible reason number five, which is where I'm stopping, is worldly distraction. Here, you're just too carried away by the flashy things of the world. You are too plugged into the things of this life, some of which may even be legitimate. We have our lives, our relationships, our ambitions, our hobbies, our desires, the news of the day, what's trending on TV or on social media, what's the latest happening. While these things certainly have their place in our lives, if we are not careful, they can take up so much space in our hearts and lives that things of the spirit are stifled. And connection with God thrives on a continuous and increasing measure of spiritual growth and intimacy. So if you're not constantly growing, you may feel disconnected. These are the five possible reasons I'm sharing that may be the case if you feel far from God. Of course, there may be more reasons, or in your situation, there may be a unique combination of different reasons. But that's just to give us ideas and places to work from. But now we are at the most important part of what we are talking about. Now that you know why you may feel this way, what do you do about it? In this regard, I have only one cure to suggest, and it is effective for any of the reasons, whatever they may be. Whether you feel far from God because of burnout, or sin, or guilt, or offense, or worldly distractions, or anything else, your remedy is the same. Come as you are. Come to him with your guilt, with your sin, with your offense, with your burned out tiredness. Come with your worldly and carnal distractions. Come as you are, broken, upset, tired, offended, guilt-ridden. Don't be thinking of fixing the situation and then coming closer to him when you have fixed it. It will just prolong things because it is impossible to fix them outside of him. What does coming to him look like when you're in this place? It is to fix a specific time of the day and drag yourself into his presence at that time. Whether you feel like it or not, whether you think it's okay or not, come into his presence. Having a specific time will really help. Of course, you can come to him at any time of the day, but let that be an addition to your regular fixed time. Because your mind needs that certainty, it will help you. So whether you feel tired, whether you don't feel worthy or you don't feel like it, whether you've just, finished lying or committing your favorite sin, when you're coming into his presence, you're not coming to show off anyway. You're coming into the healing and strengthening and forgiving presence of the healer and the strength himself. Open up about your sins, your tiredness, your offense, everything. Shout if you want to. Mumble if you want to. Whisper if you can't talk. Read a verse if you can't read a passage. Read a book, listen to a sermon, listen to a song if you can't seem to do anything else. Just be there with him. And then come back again the next day, even if you feel funny and guilty because you are still not who you want to be or where you want to be. Don't stop coming. Not only will you feel connected to him on a regular basis, even outside of your time with him, also those things that held you back before will be healed. They'll be gone. They'll be transformed. You will be transformed. And I pray for you from Ephesians 3 that from his glorious, unlimited resources, God will empower you with inner strength through the Holy Spirit, that Christ will make his home in your heart as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. I pray that you will understand the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, and that you will be filled with all the fullness of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate your being here. I don't take it for granted that you chose to listen to this podcast at this time. I hope you were encouraged, and I'd appreciate it if you could also encourage others by sharing it with them. And if you have not subscribed to the podcast, please do so. It will make it much more accessible for you. Thank you very much, and I will see you next week by God's grace. Bye.